A San Antonio researcher has received a nearly $2 million federal grant to come up with a vaccine against the fungus that causes valley fever. TPR Bioscience and Medicine reporter Bonnie Petrie reports.
West Texas wind. The West Texas wind. It's the stuff of song and whistles through old westerns. But in real life, it's not quite so romantic. The West Texas wind carries dust, and sometimes that dust carries spores of coccidioides, which can cause valley fever.
The spores can infect the lungs. Usually you're going to see it causing things like cough, shortness of breath. It can cause some other things like night sweats and muscle aches and joint aches as well. In some circumstances, it can contribute to pneumonia as well.
Texas Department of State Health Services spokesman Chris Van Dusen says the fungus lives in the dirt in the Southwest, including Southwest Texas, Arizona, and California. And when something like farming or, yes, the wind kicks it up, you breathe it in.
The fungus can settle, the spores can settle in the lungs and then start to grow and create that infection.
Oh, that's so nasty. That is just nasty to think about. Yes, that's how I reacted when Van Dusen told me fungus could settle in my lungs and grow there. But Chung-Yu Hung, assistant professor of biology at the University of Texas at San Antonio, plans to do something about this. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has given her nearly $2 million to learn all about coccidioides and come up with a way to keep it from infecting humans.
First of all, we have to understand how our bodies fight off these pathogens. And then we can harness this knowledge to make a vaccine.
If she succeeds, it would be the first ever vaccine available for any type of fungal infection. So no more fungus growing in the lungs, no more valley fever. Hung expects it to take 5 years to get preliminary results on a possible vaccine. She estimates it may take 10 years before a vaccine might be produced for the public. West Texas wind. In San Antonio, I'm Bonnie Petrie.